Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad I'm where I am, too. I'm in Birmingham, Alabama, at the Birmingham Chamber of Commerce building in downtown Birmingham. I'm going to be speaking to that group later today, a couple of hundred of Birmingham's best small business owners. We're going to be whooping it up on behalf of entrepreneurship, and somebody who's helping to do that is a nominee for Entrepreneur of the Year. That's all the people we're going to talk to today. All but two, I think, and they're at the very end. The president of the chamber will be here. All these folks are nominees for Entrepreneur of the Year in Birmingham, Alabama. And the lady sitting in front of me is Jen Sides. And she is, her company is called Teach Me Beauty. Now get this, folks, this is a new word for me. Cosmeceuticals. How did I say that, Jen?
Correct.
Cosmeceuticals.
Correct.
Congratulations on your award. Congratulations on your business.
Well, thank you. It's good to be here this morning.
Well, I'm glad to have you here. Okay. I know what cosmetics are. I know what pharmaceuticals are. What are cosmeceuticals?
Well, you're seeing a lot of new words in the cosmetic industry, and cosmeceuticals is basically a combination of pharmaceuticals and cosmetics, and it's a new buzzword. It's a new category that's been developed in the cosmetics, and basically Teach Me Beauty Cosmeceuticals, we are the maker of pharmaceutical-grade color cosmetics, and when I speak of color cosmetics, just for your listeners, I'm speaking of lipsticks, mascaras, foundations, etc.
Now, I already knew all that. Right? you didn't think you were telling me this information, right?
I just want to make sure we were clear.
Well, there's some guys out there.
Exactly.
There's some knucklehead guys out there, you know, who are not enlightened. They're not metrosexuals like me, you know, that are up on all this color stuff. So, when I saw cosmeceuticals, I thought, okay, this not only makes me look good, it makes me feel better. Right? But that's not it, right?
Well,
of course, it does make you feel better.
Yeah, of course, it makes you feel better.
It's not medicinal, though, right?
Well, in terms for women, you know, cosmetics is basically instant gratification. So it's something that makes you feel really good.
I'm glad you said that, see, because if I said that, I couldn't get away with it.
It is. Nothing makes you a woman feel better than putting on a great new lipstick. The main difference with our products, though, is, you know, we are a prestige cosmetic line.
And this is your line.
It is.
You're not selling someone else's line. You have created this.
No, we're the makers.
You've invented this, and you're distributed nationally.
Yes, we're the makers and manufacturers of the line.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Now, how long have you been in business?
We have been in business for 2.5 years, so we're relatively a young company.
Wow. Good for you. See what you can do in America, ladies and gentlemen. Jen, I'm so proud of you.
Well, thank you.
Good for you. So how many employees you got?
I actually have about 10 right now, and then we have manufacturing facilities actually all over the world.
But you farm that out. I mean, you outsource those.
We do.
Yeah.
I have several labs that I'm continuously working in.
You don't have to capitalize all that.
No, you don't.
Find the really smart people who are the best at what they do and have them do stuff for you.
Yes, absolutely.
That's exactly how we do our business. Our business, we have a small shop in terms of actual employees, but we make payroll for probably five times that many people just because of what you're talking about.
Well, because also one of the big things is we're sold nationally through plastic surgery and dermatology facilities.
All right.
And the people who are actually selling our line are not necessarily employees of our company.
Right.
So when I say, you know, our number of employees, those are really just in-house day-to-day employees.
Those are the people who take orders and ship and take the money, right?
Correct.
Okay. So what's so special about your cosmetics that would make some lady I know, or maybe a couple of the men, want your cosmetics?
Well, I think, you know, we've seen a big shift in cosmetics over the past 10 years, you know, especially with our baby boomers. You know, we're all concerned about anti-aging, and 50 really is the new 30.
I'm so glad. You have no idea how glad I am to hear you say that.
Well, it really
You heard it right here first, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, it really is.
It's like pink's the new black. Is it like that?
Well, I don't know. I'm a New Yorker, so black is still black. So.
Right.
One of the big things is, though, with cosmetics is that we have seen a shift. And with the ingredients that continuously come out, I've been able to develop a line that is actually based on skincare, and that's really what makes it unique.
Just makeup coverage, it's skincare.
It is. It's skincare.
Which is the pseudicals part.
That is the pseudicals part. Most cosmeceutical companies that you see are basically skincare companies,
mm-hmm.
And they're skincare products, which would be moisturizers, cleansers, mm-hmm. et cetera. What makes Teach Me Beauty unique is we're actually a color line that has those same type of ingredients, and I've been able to stabilize them.
That's the cosmeceutical part, folks. Now, did you coin that term?
No, I did not.
Darn,
no.
I was hoping you did that.
No. One of the first ones to use it, though.
Oh, good.
It hasn't been around that many years.
What about your website?
A website we're currently working on. It's a very unique concept that I'm getting ready to do. And one thing is Teach Me Beauty. One of the big things I always say, it's you only better. So we're not here to change the way women look.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to be misleading. We try to make women feel better about themselves and have products that are easy to use. You shouldn't have to spend 2 hours getting ready in the morning to feel like you're ready to walk out the house. It should, take you 3 to 5 minutes, and you should feel great about what you're using.
I'm so glad to hear you say that. You have no idea how glad I'm here to hear you say that. Would you tell my wife that, please? but how do we find your stuff?
Well, our stuff, we actually have a skin clinic here in Birmingham.
Yeah. But we've got people listening all over the country and around the world. How do they get your stuff? Can they buy it online somewhere?
Well, right now, they can go to our website.
It's
teachmebeauty.com.
There we go. That's the one I'm looking for.
And basically, it'll give a list of the different places that we're located and also gives
our
numbers.
They can't buy it from your website, but it shows them who and where they can buy it.
They'll be able to in about 90 days. We should be up and running. And it's a very unique concept, what we're doing with the website. Not only will they be able to buy it, they'll be able to send in their picture, we'll be able to download it, and they'll be able to put the products that we offer on their face on the computer.
Wow.
So it's very interactive.
What about if I tried to do that? You think you could pull that off with me?
Yeah.
I might try that, by the way, just for fun. That sounds like fun. You know, I like feeling pretty, too.
Yeah. Well, cosmetics are very hard to sell online, and I've really always had to, feel with, unless you're refilling a product, how do you really purchase it online? Because it is an instant gratification and it's a touch and feel process.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I always have to touch my makeup. So what is it that this award that you've been nominated for, what does that mean to you?
Well, definitely it's an accomplishment just to be in the tier with the other individuals up for the nomination of the award.
Right.
It's just one.
Congratulations! I know some of these guys.
Yeah, it's a really big honor. It's a great group of individuals to be part of, to be such a young company and doing what I'm doing.
Well, congratulations on your success.
Thank you.
And give us that website one more time.
It's teachmebeauty.com.
Jen Sides, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. She is teachmebeauty.com. Her company is Teach Me Beauty Cosmeceuticals. And she's an award nominee for Entrepreneur of the Year here in Birmingham, Alabama. I'm Jim Blasingame. The Small Business Advocate is 20 after. Stay with me. I'll be right back. Little Steely Dan for you there, ladies and gentlemen. Gotta have a little Steely Dan. A little bit of Steely Dan every day is good for the soul. Welcome back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, broadcasting literally from the Chamber of Commerce building in Birmingham, Alabama. And I'm interviewing and talking to our new friend, Jen Sides, who's the founder of Teach Me Beauty Cosmeceuticals. Ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't thought about it, you just learned a new word. I bet anything that none of you have ever heard of that word, cosmeceuticals. We'll be using it from now on. But that's a new word that Jen didn't invent, but it's one that she took advantage of. Did you, Jen, when you started your company two and a half, 3 years ago, did you think
when you did you have cosmeceuticals in mind? Was that your philosophy for starting your skincare products?
Actually, I did. You know, when I was looking at the shifts happening, I was part of the, quote, makeup artist phase that happened in the early 1990s. And that was the first shift that we had seen in cosmetics in probably 30, 40 years.
Right.
And all of a sudden, you know, your big girls, which were Estee Lauder and Lancome and et cetera, all of a sudden you had unknowns that were competing side by side with them. And there was a huge shift. And it came to a point in the mid-90s to where everybody was trying to jump on the wagon. Mm-hmm. You know, at that point, the wagon had already left. You can't continue to do the same thing and expect to be successful.
Right.
You have to continue to evolve. You know, and as I, you know, worked with women nationally and internationally and kind of really realized what they were wanting, I came from the prestige world, and our products were sold in stores like Saks and Neiman Marcus, mm-hmm. et cetera. And one thing I found is that women no longer really wanted to go into that venue and sit in the middle of that type of environment,
right.
and have their makeup
in
done.
In front of everybody.
Exactly.
See, once again, you said something I'm glad you said. I walk in those stores, twice a year I go into a mall, actually, and I see women sitting out there having that. And I ask my wife, does that not bother them? That would make me, I wouldn't like that. I wouldn't like sitting out in front of the whole town while somebody was making me up.
Well, and there are ways that they can make it a little bit more private. I think it really just depends on the individual. I think where we're seeing, though, is we're starting to see an additional shift. You know, you really didn't see products such as mine in dermatology and plastic surgery facilities, mm-hmm. even, you know, 5-6 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
What's happening is these women are going in there, you know, cosmetic procedures are on the rise.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're triple what they were, and
right.
it continues
Botox
to grow.
And all that stuff.
Botox, you know, there's a lot of non-invasive, and that's mm-hmm. what's great, is you can have Botox, collagen, etc. You don't necessarily have to cut and tuck and pull on the face to really take care of yourself. And what we're seeing is we are seeing that shift now, and that women are already going into that venue, and they just feel, you know, it's more secure. They feel that, you know, they're getting a quality
probably
product.
Probably seems more professional private. To them.
It does.
It's more credential with the coming with the product. Let me ask you, what? Now, you're only about two and a half years old.
I am, except just to let you know, I spent five complete years developing this line.
There you go. That's the thing I wanted to get out of you, because I knew that you didn't accomplish what you've accomplished in 2.5 years. And my point is, what do you say to the women out there who want to start any kind of a business, doesn't matter what kind of a business, about preparation? I mean, I get so many inquiries from people saying, I want my business and I want it now. Talk to us about that.
Well, one thing that I have to say is, you know, it doesn't happen overnight. And I think that it's very important to find something that you love, something that's a hobby, and make it into a career. You know, stay at what you feel comfortable with and what you're good at. You know, just because someone else is doing another business and it may seem glamorous, no business is glamorous.
It's not
I'm in
easy.
The cosmetic world, and you know, it's glamour and fashion and everything, but you know, it's not a glamorous business on a day-to-day basis. But you have to love what you do and you to stick with it day after day.
If you don't love what you do, you won't come back, will you?
No, and it's hard to get
tough.
Up every
it's hard, isn't it?
You have to be excited about what you do, in my opinion, to be successful.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad to hear you say that. And see, you're speaking to women out there who are where you were, say, 7 years ago. They're sitting at the kitchen table and they're saying, you know, I want to have what Jen has. But you know, the question is, do they want to fight for it? Do they want it that badly?
And it's not easy, and you have to be true to yourself. You know, I actually live between Birmingham and New York now, and I spent about 14 years living solely in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a very glamorous life and ran a prestige cosmetic company and, you know, really was living the life. So, you know, I had to make a personal decision, and I just wasn't happy with what I was doing anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I really wanted to do my own thing and branch out. And, you know, it took a lot to do that, you know. I gave up a lot to be able to do the business.
What made you think that you could actually compete with you called them the big girls. Now, I personally would never say that myself, because
uh-huh.
I've been trained not to say big and girl in the same sentence. but my question is how did you think think you could take those ladies on?
Well, you know, I don't compete directly with them today, but I come from an entrepreneur background. The company that I ran, which is in the prestige market, was one of the makeup artist brands that came out in the early 90s. So, you know, I was involved from the beginning with a company that, you know, we just kind of flew by the seat of our pants and built a $100 million company
wow.
in less than 10 years.
So you had some background in that.
I had background in terms of, you know, I got to learn, and we got to make a lot of mistakes with someone else's money.
On somebody else's money. That's important.
It is.
I tell people that all the time. They tell me they want to start a business, and I say, you need to go get some experience. What do you mean? Go get a job doing what you want to do with somebody else. Learn from them, and then start your own business.
Yeah.
It's important, isn't it?
Well, and you've also, one of the big things that, you know, I like to tell people, too, if you're looking at doing something, is you really need to understand every aspect of the business. It's just not about making makeup.
Jen, congratulations on being one of the nominees for the award today. I'll be there today when you get all the folks are up there getting the awards.
Yeah, it'll be very exciting.
Thank you very much. I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
Jen Sides, ladies and gentlemen. TeachMeBeauty.com, right?
Correct.
Quick break. Right back with Michael Washburn. He's with Red Mountain Bank.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.